Okay, Parsha Bukhotai, we have the privilege of doing one of the, within the five most famous Meshech Chachmas there are. Okay, I'll even say it's infamous. Okay, it's renowned. And you'll see why. In Parsha Bukhotai, we have the Tochacha. And the Tochacha tells us that there'll be times that Am Yisrael's in Galus. And even though it seems that, you know, that everything's lost and there's no hope, Hashem says, don't think because you're the Umash Vela in Galus and everybody's beating up on you that it's because I have broken my covenant with you. No, my Brit remains and I'm going to, I still have my divine plan and everything is going to be what I want it to be. Am Yisrael will eventually return to Eretz Yisrael, etc. So, if the Meshech Chachma comments on this, and he says, the little bit we can understand of Darkei Hashgacha Elyona, again, Hashem's plans, we don't understand, there's so many tragedies and terrible things happening to Am Yisrael, and we can't make sense of it all. The little bit we can try to understand is that part of the Galus is part of the Chachma Elyona. Somehow, meaning given that we're not a nation in its land at all times, the fact that we're in Galus, one of the ways that we remain a nation and remain keeping the Torah is the fact that we do keep getting beat up on and do keep getting sent into Galus from land to land. And this, he says, already starts early on in the Chumash. We know that we have to, if we want to be a nation among other nations, we have to somehow remain different and not assimilate into them. And therefore, Chazal gave us lots of gedarim or siyagim to stop us from assimilating. He says, you know who was first with this? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu saw 70 people going down into an entire country, an entire nation of Mitzrayim. Of course it's so easy to join up with them. How would they, these 70 people, not give in to the pressures of that society? So Yaakov Avinu made sure that they were always different. He made sure that they would not change the way they dressed and not change the way they talk. Okay, we know that they were nigal because Moshinu Chimam, Big Dehem. So he says they made Yaakov Avinu made sure that we mentioned in the Agada that they were mitsuyanim sham, they stood out. Okay, they had no point they tried to do it. Also, he says part of this was Yaakov Avinu making sure that he wasn't buried in Mitzrayim. If he was buried in Mitzrayim, then I mean the fact that he was buried there, everybody would think, okay, this is it. The fact that he made a big deal and said, make sure to bury me in Eretz Yisrael, reminded them all, hey. You're just here as visitors. You're not Mitzrim. You belong back in Eretz Canaan. And he says that is how the Avot related to Eretz Yisrael. He says this is the idea that we say Vayagor Sham. And again in the Agada we say Melamech lo yarad Yaakov Avinu lishtakeya elo lagor sham. He didn't go to live there. He went to be a stranger there. We use the word live there in English, but that's because of meaning he didn't become a citizen, he was just a visitor. That is a lesson, Maaseh Avot L'Sim Levanim, that's a lesson L'Dorot, about every single Galus. We have to see ourselves, and no matter which Galus it is, that we are there Lagur, and not Lishtakeya. We are not Ezrachim, we are not even they give us citizenship and treat us really nicely. And give us high-ranking government positions and high-ranking professional positions, and everything is great, and they're so nice. Nonetheless, remember, that's not our country. We are not their citizens. That's not where we belong. That doesn't mean don't accept the citizenship and do your best there, but that means that you always have to have the realization that you are first a Jew. You are a Jew in America rather than an American Jew or something, or I don't know how those phrases go, the noun, the verb, but the good one is the Jew. Okay, that is the message. And he says, Yosef gave that to them. He told them, Pakod Yifkod, Elohim, Elchem, Elitim, and that's what time he said, take my bones with with you. The beginning of Shemot, when Paro is having his idea to, you know, Havan Malo, what does it say? Vayakotsu mipnei bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara Sota Darish that Shahayu Nachshavim Meinem Kekotsim. They were like thorns. Why? Because they didn't act like the Mitzrim. They didn't assimilate. They didn't do everything the way they would want. And he says that was by design of Yaakov. That was by design of Yosef. And so too, many, many years later, when you get to Ezra and the Anshei Knesset Agdola, you know, they made takanos, 18 takanos of things we couldn't do like them. Okay? The whole idea that we can't eat their bread, or we can't drink their wine, all of that is to prevent us from assimilating. All that is to keep us separating. And says the Meshech Chachma, it'll happen throughout the years. This is the way the cycle works. There might be 100 years, 200 years, you're in one place, and you start to build up the community, and you think everything's going great, and then boom, the anti-Semitism rears its ugly head. That train's always on time. That they're going to come and kick you out. And they kick you out, and they destroy you, and they kill you, and whatever they do, and then you end up scattered again, until a few of you get together again, and slowly you start to come back to, you know, there's now more yeshivas and Batei Medrash again, and all of a sudden you think everything's good, and each time things get good, everybody all of a sudden forgets that they're a ger. That's the natural. You're going to start to think, that's my makom machzeva. And he says, each of these times, whenever the anti-Semitism, whatever it is, rears its ugly head, that's the message of Yudiata. Umi samcha le'ish, lech lechal, eretz asher lo yadata. No, that's not where you belong. You belong back in Eretz Yisrael. He says, this is the history of the Jewish people. This is the way it has been for many years. And he says, and this is part of by design. Don't think that, meaning, obviously the terrible things that the non-Jews did to us in all these places were terrible. But some, maybe a slight silver lining we could see in some of that over the years was that somehow this helped the nation remain a nation, and the religion remain a religion, because as people get more comfortable in their host societies, they become more like their host societies, and slowly they feel, I don't need my religion, I don't need the Torah, I don't need all of my learning anymore, let me just become like everybody else, look, they're so nice to me. And the more you become accustomed to that, that's when that's when it happens. So, says the So the Meshech Chacham is saying, so every time that you think you're part of it and you forget that you're not, that's when it comes and reminds you, Yavo Ruach Soev Esar, Yakoro Tomi Gezo, it's going to uproot you. So what he's, and his example, when did he write this? He is writing about 25 years before the Holocaust. And what example does he bring up? Do you know Reform Jewry at the time was saying that they're not Jews, they're Germans of the Mosaic persuasion. Ad kidei kach that they use the phrase, Berlin is our Jerusalem. Okay, and sometimes it's hard to believe that people would say that, looking back on this, on the Holocaust. But they were so comfortable there. And he says, no, you think Berlin is your Jerusalem? Yavo ruach so avasar, yakoro tamikizo, yanechel legoim rachok, shalavan l'shano, yedak yoger, you're going to know it. And he says, and that's the message of these psukim. We're in the second to last paragraph. Hashem says, "Vezel lom astim." He's saying the fact that you're shafel in the ummah and bad things are happening, it's not because you're disgusting to me and that I've gotten rid of you. Logal team, it's not me kicking you out. It's then the chalotam. I'm not going to let you get destroyed. La feritam, because you forgot the Torah in each of those places. I didn't annul my vow with you. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hagi'ul v'amiyus hu siba shani Hashem Elokeichem. Why? Because I'm your God and I'm making sure that Am Yisrael remains. I have no way of making sure Am Yisrael remains if you assimilate. The only way I can make sure that Am Yisrael remains is that they don't let you assimilate. That's the message the Meshech Chachma has, it's very famous because he was, you know, it was almost like prophetic and eerily prescient of him. And we have a lot going on this week. Sunday we have Yom Yerushalayim. Okay, don't forget what Yerushalayim is. What?
Next Sunday.
This coming Sunday. Motzei the Shabbos, when we're reading B'chukotai, that night is Yom Yerushalayim. Okay, Yom Yerushalayim. Here in Medinat Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. That is where Am Yisrael davens to and is yearned towards to be, and it's a big bracha that we have it in our hands, and the ability to go to the Kotel, to visit the Makom HaShechina. Okay, that's the Meshech Chachma says, never forget that, no matter where we are in Golis, we have a lot of people living in a lot of different Galiot, and they are satisfied, they are complacent with it, and you know, this, I won't call him a Zionist in that sense of the term, but certainly a Chivat Zion, he's saying that we're supposed to have, that no matter where you are, as good a community as you have, as many kosher restaurants as you have, as many Batei Midrashim and shuls and mitzvahs and people learning Torah, batzlanim, you know, in the positive sense of the term, sitting and learning, as much as you have that in all those places you should never forget, you're just a visitor there. You're not. You don't belong there. That's not where you belong. You belong here in Eretz Yisrael, when in the real Eretz Yisrael, where you really belong, and the real Yerushalayim, not the Berlin Yerushalayim of wherever you may be. And that message also is very appropriate to prepare us, because this is part of the Tochacha. The Tochacha is, if Am Yisrael is Mayfair the Brit, and they stop learning the Torah, and they stop doing the mitzvot, so this is what's going to happen. You're going to end up in Galus, and you're going to end up with the punishments and all the bad things happening to you. And the message of this Tochacha is Hashem saying, no, I didn't get rid of the Brit, that was your doing. You're supposed to remember who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. And what we're supposed to be doing is learning Torah, and what we're supposed to be doing is to have that Shifa as a nation, to be in the land of Israel, to be back in Yerushalayim, and that can also be a Hachana for at the end of next Motzei Shabbos, we're going to have Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah, so let us keep that in mind for this week, for next week, Shkayach.